Welcome to the second episode of Cammy Sweetheart. In this episode, I want to talk about my high school experience because, frankly, I didn't care for it. For starters, I went to high school in a different city than I went to middle school in. So that was a bit of a change. I feel like with high school, like, it's just a lot going on because, like, you hear a lot about, like, what high school is supposed to be like. And, like, my previous teachers would say, like, oh, the expectations are going to be so much higher. Like, it's going to be harder, which I feel like was a lie. but also, high school is that time where you start to develop like your own sense of identity, and there's a lot of like peer pressure that comes with high school, and like going into high school as a freshman, I had no classes with like my close friends, and I'm more of an introvert, and so it kind of just forced me out of my own little shell a little bit because I just don't really open up to just anybody. Like, that's just not my personality. Like, I kind of stay to myself. And, yeah, so that was definitely different. During the end of freshman year, I actually experienced a pretty traumatic event where one of my cousins almost died, and he ended up surviving, but he ended up blind. And unfortunately, like, I knew of the people that were involved, and I was actually close with those people, so it was very hard for me, and I lost friendships because of this situation. And that was kind of the time where my mental health started to decline, like probably the very first time in high school, because I feel like everybody took the other person's side, and it's just like I started to become very depressed because one minute I have, you know, my friends that I'm close with, and the next minute, like, we're not friends anymore, and it doesn't seem like that friendship is ever gonna, we're ever going to get back to that friendship. So that was probably the hardest part about freshman year. I also went through a breakup. I believe that was sophomore year. And that was traumatic for me because of the way that it ended. And just the amount of disrespect that I went through even after relationship went on. And I'm that person to where it's like, it does take me a while to heal from a relationship and to completely like emotionally move on. But once I'm done with the relationship, then I'm done for, like, I'm done for good. But, you know, like, I still had a lot of unresolved tension from that relationship. It was a lot of trauma from that relationship. I watched that person move on with somebody else, which was a little difficult at the time. I don't like the way that I found out. And then, you know, sometimes guys have a way of still kind of leading you on, and I feel like it was definitely one of those situations to where it's like I felt like the door was still open, And then I watched this person move on. And, you know, again, like I just experienced a lot of disrespect in that relationship. And then it just makes you question, like, if the love was ever real on that, on their end. But yeah, that was hard for me. But I also, I think high school is probably the point to where I started to hate men the most, because like, I just, the things, the way that I saw, like men treat women, and I am very against like men disrespecting women. Like that's a huge major turnoff for me. And a lot of times, like the guys that I would get approached by, like later on, I would find out that they had a girlfriend. And it's like, my trust level when it comes to men is very low because of just the examples that I've seen in my life, and also just like my experience that I've had with men. And I just unfortunately feel like men a lot of times are major manipulators and gaslighters. At least that's what I've mostly experienced and like seen in my life. So most of high school, like that was the only relationship that I got in because of that, because like my trust level was just so, it was pretty much non-existent as far as like for men. And, you know, I talked to people here and there, but I didn't really get in a lot of serious relationships. And I think it worked out for the best, because in high school, I feel like most guys are not, they don't really take their relationships serious. And I just didn't want to go out. I didn't want to go out sad over a guy, because I saw that a lot in high school. And some girls that like I would have never thought that they would have done some of the things that they did. And, you know, like by word of mouth, like things get out very fast. And I just didn't want that to be me. So I think it definitely was for the best that I just was just in my own lane, doing my own thing. And I wasn't focused on being in a relationship, especially if it wasn't a good one. I would also say, well, cheer was a big part of my high school experience. I cheered for 3 years, 2 years basketball, and then 1 year football. And cheer in high school, at least for basketball, it is a huge commitment, because obviously like you have your schoolwork, but you're at practice every day, or you're doing a game and, you know, you're competing. And I realized I don't like cheer as much as I thought I did, at least in high school, because of the amount of time that you put into it. And it's just like, I don't know, but I think I just kept doing it because that's what I was used to doing. And I was just trying to like stick with it. But in reality, like once it came down to my senior year and I didn't cheer that year, like that ended up being like such a blessing, because I got to spend time doing other things. And like I was working and, you know, just like hanging out, you know, that's like the last year of school. And then of course COVID ended up happening. So it's like that ended up working out for the best, I think. I would say another thing I didn't like about high school is the cliques. Because It's like, I don't know which clique I really fit into. I don't think I really fit into one because I'm such an introvert and I'm just not that girl to where it's like, I want to go to parties all the time. Or if I do go to a party, like, I'm not doing what I guess everybody else is doing. Like, I'm just kind of a little to myself and I'm not twerking. I wasn't really drinking. I really didn't drink at all in high school or anything like that. So I think a lot of people perceive me as like lame, but I just had no interest in it. Like, I don't really know why. I just didn't want to do it. And sometimes like that left me just like left out of things, but like, I just felt like I couldn't compromise myself and I couldn't just do these things just to be cool, or, you know, I just couldn't do it. I didn't want to do it. But yeah, I just wasn't. I'm very much like a homebody. Like, I probably realized that the most in high school, because most of my days, like, I spent at home. And I'm still the same way. Like, I love being at home. It's the safest place. Like, so, yeah, I feel like I don't know that I ever really found my crowd, you know, because I was in the books a lot. Like, was trying to learn. Like, I love learning. I still love to learn. Like, that's huge for me. My grades are very important to me. So, like, I was trying to get the GPA. Like, I wanted a good GPA. Like, I wanted the grades. I wasn't willing to compromise that, like, as far as grades go. You know, some people, it's not as important. But for me, it is very important. Like, that's how I feel like, especially like if a class is hard or something like that, I feel like if I get a good grade in it, then it makes it all worth it. And, I wasn't a part of like the popular kids. Like, I just didn't, it just wasn't my thing. It was never my thing. It was never like an interest of mine. And I struggle with that, honestly. Like, when I was in high school, I did struggle with that, of just feeling like not worthy, almost like not worthy, not good enough. Sometimes I felt like just different. I definitely think that high school was the time when I realized how different I was, you know, compared to like other people, what other people were doing versus what I was doing versus like my focus and my goals. Like, it was completely different. And I think in the long run, honestly, like, it saved me. It saved me from getting into a lot of things, getting into trouble and doing things that I shouldn't have been doing, because like, at the end of the day, like, I depend on myself before anybody. And I'm very content with being alone. And I'm glad that I learned how to be alone. Like, once I got out of that relationship, like, I realized how toxic it really was and the things that I was putting up with that I shouldn't have been putting up with, all the red flags. And, you know, I realized what I wasn't going to put up with anymore, and the things that I actually did want out of a relationship. And, you know, it's okay to be alone. It's okay to be alone. I think you have to learn how to be alone. And being alone does not always mean lonely. And frankly, like, some of the relationships that I saw and still see to this day, like, it's sometimes it's a blessing to be alone and to be single and to just live your life for you, because I would rather be alone than be in another toxic relationship, you know, or get less than I was deserved, because that's just one of those things. It's like, it's so important, and you really can't compromise on that, because you just, I don't know. It's just such a, it's a dark place to be in when you feel like you're in a relationship, but you still feel alone, you know? So I definitely learned to just be at peace with myself and love who I am, because that's the whole point of a relationship, is to get into a relationship and the person kind of just like adds to you. Or they, you know, like, my ideal relationship is being with someone that is all the things that I'm not. So, but yeah, definitely nothing but like a learning experience, you know. Never ignore red flags, because honestly, when I sit back and I think about it, like, the red flags were definitely there from the beginning, but I am just like the fixer. I feel like I have to be the healer. I have to figure everybody out. I'm a major like analyzer. I analyze people a lot, and I can read people very well. I think that's just a Scorpio thing. Like, I can decide quite fast whether or not I can be friends with somebody, have a relationship with them, and whether or not like I feel like we're compatible or not. So another thing I would say as far as high school goes is that there is a lot of peer pressure, and I feel like sometimes people did certain things to be perceived a certain way or put on. It kind of just felt like a facade sometimes, you know, like when you actually know somebody in real life, or you have known them, or you have a relationship with them, and, you know, they do certain things to where it's like, it's shocking sometimes. I think like high school is really that time where I feel like people did things for the approval of others. But then it's also like you're compromising your morals and your integrity for like temporary satisfaction or like popularity or whatever the case may be. And I'm kind of one of those people where like I learn from other people's mistakes, and like certain things to where you hear about people, it's like, I never wanted that to be me. Like, just being completely honest, I never wanted that to be me. And another part of high school that I didn't like was like, people switch up a lot on you. Like, friendship is a very, very important thing to me, because most of my friends that I've had, like, we've been friends for years, and I would say I've lost friends in high school because I would say the major reason is just that we just didn't click anymore. Like, we just didn't, like, my interests were just different. Like, I didn't care about partying all the time. I wasn't drinking in high school. Like, you know, the things that I feel like most people were doing, I wasn't doing. And like, I was in high school and I was doing like internships, I was taking college classes, you know, I was trying to get ready to go to nursing school. Like, that was the ultimate goal. And another reason I lost friendships is because I am one of those people where I feel like I shouldn't have to tell you that you're wrong, or I shouldn't have to tell you that what you did was wrong. And I really cannot be friends with someone that doesn't take accountability for their actions. So it's a lot of times where I was blindsided, I feel, by some of the things that my so-called friends did. One of the things was I had this not really close friend, but like we were cool, and she ended up like talking to my ex. And what I don't think she knew was that like we were starting to become on like talking terms, like we were talking a little bit, and then I find out that they were talking once we officially had like stopped talking. And it's like all of my, well, not all of them, but most of my friends like knew about it. And my problem with them was that they didn't tell me. You know, there's no excuse for not telling me. Like I should have, they should have just told me. And then, you know, like on her end, she didn't see an issue with it. Like she didn't see an issue with it. And she thought that we were still going to be cool. And it's just like, no, no. It just felt like a major betrayal, just the way that it came out. And I still, nobody told me. It's just like, I saw it with my own eyes. And it was very, very confusing. But again, that just goes into how, like, that's just how guys are. They're master manipulators. And unfortunately, sometimes they know no boundaries. And friends can be that way too. But yeah, that situation just really, I just couldn't, you know, sometimes when people do something, you just can't look at them the same. And it was just one of those situations to where it's like, it's not that it's beef or anything, but it's just like, we can never really be cool again. Like there is no going forward with having a relationship with either one of them, because some things you just don't do. And I'm not the type of person that's going to say like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Or, you know, like, no, like some things you should just know. It's just common sense that you don't do. And yeah, I just felt like it was sad because like there was no accountability, you know, no acknowledgement of like this was wrong. And again, it was another one of those situations where it's like I felt like I was blamed for how, basically I was like blamed for the way that my relationships were with other people during the aftermath of the situation. So it's like, you know, I'm not really gonna say like, no, I didn't really say like this is why, but it's like, you know why, you know what you did was wrong, and you have to live with yourself knowing that you could have and you should have done different and better. And now as a result, like our relationship will not be the same. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but a lot of my friendships were tested in high school. And I don't know. I just, it's a hard pill for me to swallow, because I know that I do my best to be a good friend and to be understanding. Like, I kind of pride myself on that. Like, I'm very quick to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, I truly enjoy, like, helping people, being there for people. Like, I'm very loyal to people. But sometimes that gets taken advantage of, and I think that's what hurt the most. Is like, you know, I do my best to be a good friend and a good person overall, And sometimes you still get the short end of the stick, and it is unfair. It is very unfair, but I mean, that's just the way life goes. And you know, those people just weren't meant to be in my life anyway. And so, you know, at least it came to light eventually, but it's just sad. It's really sad that I am who I am and I still get treated the way I do sometimes. Because loyalty is a very big thing to me. Like, when it comes to my friendships or relationships, whatever the case may be, like, loyalty is huge to me. And I think sometimes, like in high school, people really forget that sometimes. Like, I am going to be loyal to somebody that's like family, or we've been friends for a long time, or, you know, like, you know, somebody that I feel like I can put my trust in over somebody that I haven't, you know, like the friends that I got in high school, which honestly, like, I can't really think of any friendships that like developed in high school that have lasted to this day. Like, if anything, I got closer with some people that like I already knew, or like that went to middle school with me. Like, I got closer to them, but I didn't really meet anybody from high school that I can honestly say like I had a deep relationship with. Like, it just didn't really work out that way. I did meet a lot of good people. I definitely did, but it was more so like associates more than anything. But I don't know. I think it's just a big part of just my personality. I would say probably the best, my favorite year of high school was senior year. Because I just developed like this. And again, it was friends that I already had, but we just kind of created our own like little group, just the three of us. And that was the first time where I actually like let loose and started, you know, just being a little more, having a little more fun. And yeah, senior year was definitely my favorite. And it ended up working out really well because of, you know, COVID happening and then senior year getting cut short. And I'm still not over that. Like, that's probably the worst part about high school, is like not having prom. Like, I'm still hurt about it because I never got to wear my prom dress. I never got to like officially walk across the stage for like high school, which was sad because I feel like they should have done a better job at trying to like make that up, even if it was like a year later or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm still hurt about that. But yeah, senior year was my favorite. It was definitely my favorite. And then, of course, like everything is coming to an end. I was ready to like start that next chapter because after a while, I felt like I just kind of like got burnt out of high school. It seemed like every year I was having like a depressive episode a little bit. Like, I think depression kind of is like seasonal for me almost. Like, I just kind of get to this point to where I feel burnt out and I feel stressed and I just feel tired. Like, I think honestly a big part of that is just the lack of friends that I had. Like, I had friends I had friends for sure, but it just wasn't probably not as much as I thought maybe I would have. And I just can't fake friendships to me, you know? So it's like, if somebody does something that's weird, it's like, I can't explain to you how that was weird. Like, I just have to just move accordingly. And I think that's really what it was. It's just like, trust and loyalty are like probably the top two things as far as like friendship goes to me. And it's like, once that's violated, it's very hard to ignore that. It's very hard to look past that for me. And it's going to change the relationship, like either way it goes, even if we do remain friends. So yeah, that just kind of caused me, I think, to have like the depression in high school. And I definitely isolated myself a lot for sure. Like, that was kind of like a concern to people, because they're like, they were just like, how can you stay in your room all the time and just be? And I don't know. I just felt like it was just me and God. It was just me and God together. And I just felt like that was my safe space. That was my happy place. And, but it definitely, like, it got to a point to where it was, I could see how it could be concerning to other people. But to me, it's like, I would rather be alone than be around fake energy, than be around people that don't really care about me, you know, doing things I shouldn't be doing. Like, I just chose to be alone. And, you know, after a while, like, as much as I do love being alone, like, you have to be careful with that, because it can be kind of, I don't know what the word would be for it, but it can be damaging to yourself. Like, you, human interaction is a big part of life. And I think I definitely, it kind of started to turn into like an unhealthy coping mechanism, but I didn't know how to say that. I don't know. I just didn't really know what to do about it. I didn't know how to really get out of it. Kind of felt like a funk. But yeah, though, overall, high school was definitely a lot of learning lessons, I would say. One of the biggest things I would say is that I learned is that you really can only depend on yourself. Like, it's sad because I feel like I'm very dependable, but, you know, I lost some friendships that I never thought I would lose. And, you know, people switch up on you. And so I learned to just not really depend on people. Unfortunately, I didn't really have any other choice. Even like, unfortunately, family, like, sometimes you can't depend on them either. So that was a hard lesson, but very necessary lesson to learn. I learned how to be alone, which I'm so glad that I learned at like a young age, because I do like to be in relationships, but I would rather it take a longer time to be with the right person than be in a relationship with the wrong person. I also learned that I learned to just be okay with who I am and just being different, because honestly, in the world we live in, it's a blessing. And I think I've always kind of known that I was different from just like my peers or even just Gen Z. Like, I'm just different and I don't really know why, but I think I'm just a little ahead of my generation a little bit. Like, my mindset is just, I'm very goal-oriented and I just know what I want. And I will do whatever it takes to get whatever goal that I want. So I think that definitely worked out for the best as far as like when it came time to go to college and everything, because I already kind of had those, I already had that like work ethic. I would also say high school was the time to where I realized friendships don't last forever. And that's still something that I struggle with now, because in my mind, it's like, if we've been friends for so long, it's like, I don't want to end that friendship. Like, I can't, sometimes you can't like envision your life without some people, but people change. And sometimes it's for the worse. You know, some people are just lessons and that's just what it is. But it's like, even though I lost friendships, I also gained some. And so I think that's the blessing that comes with it, is that sometimes it can be saving you from something in the future and you just don't really know it or you don't see it. Yeah, I would say those are the big things that I learned from like high school. But overall, like, I managed to do pretty well. Like, I cheered for 3 years. I was in all the honor societies. My GPA was good. Like, I was pretty set to like go off to college. I just hate that like college, or not college, but high school, I hate that high school ended so like unexpectedly and like abruptly. And like, 1 minute we thought we were gonna go back before senior year was over, and it just ended. So like, that was very unfortunate. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like most people like have all these good experiences and stuff from like high school. And it's not that I didn't. It's just, I, as somebody that just wasn't interested in the popularity and, you know, like being, I don't like being in the spotlight. Like, I don't really like to be, I don't like the attention being on me, you know? So it's like, somebody with like that mindset and just personality, high school just wasn't my favorite time of my life. Like, I think just school in general, like, I just be ready to just get it over with and be done with it and move on to the next thing. So anyway, that concludes this episode of Cammie Sweetheart. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on June 19th.